Welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. This week, Nick and I talk about our New Year's, playing laser tag, and then we shake things up if we go to Shakers. All that and more on this week's episode. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? It's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw!
Hey everyone, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And we're back with our first episode of the new year.
New year?
New beer? Well, we do have new beer.
Yeah. New year, new beer.
If anyone missed last week's episode with Jonathan Cutler,
that was a doozy.
Like, you got to go back and listen to that or even watch it. There's video of it. I think we ran for almost an hour. It wasn't a lot of events or anything like about the New Year's. I think we mentioned the piece, like all-you-can-eat pizza thing.
Yeah.
But it was more about Cutler's story, which was really nice to just talk to him. And, yeah, so don't worry if you go and listen to it. You won't, like, be like, oh, I'm behind or, like, that event happened.
That's one of those pieces that will live long after it was recorded.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good time. I'm glad he finally stopped by.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
So if you're new to listening to Chicago Beer Pass in the new year here, what we do here is we drink beer, we talk about drinking beer, and we talk about going to drink beer. That's basically what happens. The events we went to this past week and the events we're planning to go to this coming week.
Yes.
And we're always drinking local beer or trying to usually drink local beer.
Yeah.
Sometimes we spill into, Indiana for some Floyd's or some 18th Street, and every once in a while maybe some New Glarus. But we try to keep it pretty Chicago-focused.
Yeah.
And this week we got Ale Syndicate's Palina Chicago Wit.
Yeah, man, new year, same old alcoholics, Brad and Nick here. This is Palina Chicago Wit. So we were talking about the taste profile on this, and I guess it's a wit beer, but instead of like orange peel and coriander, they're using lavender and pink peppercorn.
Okay.
That's why we're getting those different notes.
Different tastes, because it doesn't have that spicy pepper that you really expect from your wits.
Exactly, yeah. And Palina, which I believe is it's definitely one of the streets in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I live in Palina.
Yeah.
Oh, I said too much.
Paulina is how some folks would call it. Just like some folks would call Ashland, if they're not from here, Ashland.
Okay.
But it's Ashland. It's Palina. Yeah, two well-known streets in Chicago.
Correct.
And that's a thing with them. I know Richie, the porter, was named after Richard Daley.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, Municipal IPA. Which has a really cool like logo with regards to like the branches of the Chicago River on that one.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's their thing, man. Just staying true to Chicago. They are Ale Syndicate. They used to be
New Chicago Brewing for a minute.
Yeah, New Chicago Brewing.
When they were going to be in the plant.
In the plant, Ale Syndicate's a much sweeter name.
Yeah, and the logo turned out great. It's like this almost vintage bike kind of icon of it. So it's very like classic, and the labels are super smooth and really nice on here.
Yeah, these are probably waterproof. This is a nice bottle, little stumpy brown bottles on these six packs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So pretty light, easy drinking beer. I'm sure we'll make it through this one and maybe another one here as we chat some more. No seven growlers this time.
Oh man. Did you end up drinking the Because you were taking some to your New Year's Eve party, right? Which ones did you take?
So on Thursday, we drank the Golden Arm here, and that was fine. The Porter was fine because that one we never opened.
Yeah.
And then the couple of the other ones, the Wit, and I'm forgetting what the other one was. Oh, the Memories of Now.
Yeah.
They were kind of flat.
Yeah. I thought I was going to save mine for longer, but my buddy was in town from Phoenix. And we ended up drinking them like the next day.
Okay. Yeah. Which is you're probably better off.
Yeah, Take Back the Streets and Festivus. Those are the two I had. Yeah.
Okay.
Those both went down pretty good.
Very nice. Yeah, I was kind of disappointed. Like, a couple of those were flat. It was just like, oh.
Yeah, you really wanted to get into it.
Yeah. But the Porter was good, so, and that was one we didn't try, so I was glad to be on that one. So this past week, it was New Year's, man.
Yeah.
I did house party things. So drinking those growlers or trying to drink the growlers, hanging out at Ken's house, dance party. So nothing like that exciting. But you were at Brewer's Eve, right?
Yeah, I was at Salvage One. It's the second annual Brewer's Eve. So I think they slot for 600 people over two floors to close out the year, every year. It's funny because I was telling Josh, who's been on the show, Josh Stego from Lou Dog Events, I was saying, hey, you know, Brad got married here. And he was like, yeah, we had to get on a mailing list, not the mailing list, the wait list, 3 years ago. So they've got, they booked it for three straight years.
Wow.
But they had to, you know. And he was like, yeah, they wanted to get married there, but they didn't because they couldn't book it. Yeah. So now they just throw this annual party there. This is a classic venue, man. It reminds me of so much of like House of Blues with regards to just like two of the coolest backdrops. House of Blues, this place, Beer Under Glass.
Right.
Like just all just like killer fucking places to do a party. Yeah.
That's good.
So
how did it compare to last year's? Was it bigger or about the same?
It was about the same. A little more room to breathe this year. I don't know if I don't know what that was attributed to. They did a really cool pizza buffet, like around 11 o'clock, all this hot pizza shows up, like this whole big like conference table of pizza shows up, piping hot.
Nice.
The whole night, everyone's like floating around. The bartenders are serving hors d'oeuvres, or I guess they'd be like maitre d's because they're wearing like tuxedos.
Okay.
You know, and they're giving you, you know, like beef Wellington, all these different hors d'oeuvres. That was cool. You know what I really dug the most, man, was the furniture. I mean, I kind of made it a point to sit and have a beer in like every cool piece of furniture they had.
Man, you'd be crazy drunk if you tried to drink a beer in every chair.
The photo booth, which is nice. They have a really nice commemorative glass. It's the silhouette of a champagne flute, but it's bigger and it's sturdier.
Okay.
You know,
is it glass though?
It's glass.
Okay.
But that was really cool. Oh, photo booth on the third floor.
Nice.
This year.
You don't really get to go up to the third floor that often.
Right, right. So, in fact, there were no brewers on three. There was just there was bathtubs, a couple random bars.
There's
like
a pool table there that doesn't function right.
Right. There's a couple pianos, and then there's this photo booth. It was kind of like a nice little break from, like, you know, floors two. Floor two is where the band was playing.
Okay.
Floor one was, like, acoustic sets. In the corner, yeah. Goose was there. Bourbon County was obviously the first one to kick. Real nice surprise after that, which...
Real nice surprise from Goose Island?
What's called.
I don't know that one.
I want to say it's a milk stout that they age in three different barrels and then blended. So they put some in like a rum, in a whiskey, and then some in like a cognac, and then blended them all back in.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, it was a porter. It was like a... Yeah, it was like a Christmas porter that they did this with.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was fine, actually. I was actually, you know, it was pleasant. It was very pleasant.
Uh-huh.
My favorite beer was the Lizard King from Pipeworks, man.
Okay. Yeah. Is that double IPA?
Session. No. Oh. Session, like a, it's like a Belgian pale.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
It's a Belgian pale.
I was thinking one of their other beers. Okay.
Yeah. That beer was fantastic, man.
Nice.
Yeah, just really good. Really, really aromatic. I love that beer. It was great. I drank that all night.
So quite a few breweries then? What was the count of breweries? Do you remember?
They kept it relatively low. I want to say like 14 breweries, 30 beers.
Okay.
Something like that. Just wanted to have a small, neat tap list.
Right. Yeah. They don't want you going crazy and trying to like have to have or try everything.
Yeah, and it was like one of those things
for something
where they wanted to manage, you know, like they didn't want to have it like too out of control where they had to manage all this ice and all this beer. You know, they just wanted to have it like, hey, you know, we'll showcase these breweries.
Okay.
You know, it's a small showcase of breweries. Cool. Yeah, and this is more about the bands. This is more about you getting the little black dress on, you know, you getting on the dance floor, you know, you singing every lyric to, what's that song? Semi Charm Kind of Life. You know, that's hilarious. That's actually a good song. I actually know quite a few words in that song.
Damn, all right. Yeah. Nice.
It was good, man. I had a great time. It was a good way to end the year. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds good. I wish I almost made it over last year, and then this year, like, it wasn't even really like a thought process this time. Like, we got a pretty late start, so it wasn't even like going down like that.
Yeah, and that's pretty much all I did all week. Well, I ran into you last weekend, not too far from the studio.
Yeah, we went over to a friend's house who was basically clearing out their cellar.
Is that what that was?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
So we had 4 years of Firestone Walker Anniversary ales and 4 or 5 years of Black Tuesday.
Yeah, so it was like 09 to like 13 of Black Tuesday. That was actually very fun. I don't know if I've ever had. I've definitely never done a vertical.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Black Tuesday, it's all right. I think in little doses like that where you're sharing with everyone, it's much better.
Cause yeah.
It is tasty, but you don't need an entire glass, really.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah.
I think we had some Regal Rise and some, do we have the coffee going or one of the other ones?
I missed the coffee.
Okay.
Speaking of New Glarus, there were some New Glarus.
Yeah.
This year's R&D, which was, I believe, like the...
The BBBB.
Bourbon Berry, Bramble Bourbon Berry.
Yeah.
Something or other.
We had that on the show, remember?
We did have it on the show with Alex Miramontes, man. Yeah. Cheers to him.
Yeah. That's still tasting really good.
That was really good. And, you know, our host, her favorite beer was the one from Cascade. It was the Vlad the Impaler. And I've never had this beer. I've had some Cascade stuff, but I haven't had this one.
Yeah, man, that one. Okay. Yeah, Cascade's beer is fantastic, and that one's pretty good too.
This was a Northwest style sour ale called Vlad the Impaler. So, you know, this was it was really good. I'm not sure what my favorite was, but this was up there. It was really nice.
There was a Portsmouth Lime.
Yeah,
that was really nice. It seems like we all maybe like those sours and those like more interesting beers a little more.
I think you're right. They do an interesting job. So, this Northwest style sour ale, it's a blend of a blonde quad, a spiced blonde, and a triple. And then they age it in bourbon and wine barrels for 24 months. Yeah.
Interesting.
That was the one I remember the most.
Okay, I think I was leaving maybe as that was coming out, but I had that before. So.
Yeah, okay.
Fun night. Definitely like doing those bottle shares. It's almost like a good way to start the new year off. Like, all right, clean out the cellar. I got to make room for what I'm going to buy this year.
That's true. Yes, waiting in line for beers, that gets old. Bottle shares never get old.
No. Sure. Especially when you don't even have to share. It's someone else sharing, right? If we didn't even bring anything to share.
Oh, yeah.
But that was really the week, like really just drinking at friends' house because there wasn't a lot of events, even though New Year's was happening. And I believe, Haymarket celebrated their like 1 year anniversary, but they have like a party coming up here.
Yeah, because I think they officially turned 5 on Christmas Eve, but their first brew date wasn't until January 12th, so that's when the party's going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I did make it up to Wrigleyville. I went to Shakers on Clark. I wanted to mention them for a little bit. It
sounds like you're going to get down there.
That was actually, pretty fun, man. It was a pregame before we hit a Whirly Ball. It was like these two guys. So the place has only been open for like a year, and it used to be this piano bar. And this was two employees at the piano bar. So the guy's like, I'm selling this bar. Fuck this bar. Do you know anyone who wants to buy it? And they were like, you're looking at them. We'll fucking buy the place. So they turned it into like the straight up neighborhood pub. Like they didn't have any draft lines, but they got 50 beers in bottles and cans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then they have, they call it Shakers because they've got like over 20 different types of martinis because that was always their thing.
Oh, cool.
You know, even when it was a piano bar. So just want to say shout out to them, man, because I went up there. I had a good time. And then they've got a jukebox. You bring your own food. It's super friendly. They've got a stage, so they do like reggae nights, and then they do like early 90s nights, but then it's got enough room for you to throw a nice event.
Oh, okay.
You know, where you could fit like 50, 70 people in there and do a nice event as well. So.
Damn, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you mentioned you went to that before Whirly Ball. I forgot to even mention that. Like,
yeah, man.
We threw down for my birthday at the Whirly Ball facility here, not too far, but near Elston, was on Elston. It's on Webster now. We did that battle for the breweries.
Yeah.
A couple months ago. So we were back there drinking for my birthday, and then we practiced some laser tag.
Yeah.
We got feel for the court again.
You know, it felt good, man. It felt good to get back out there. Because, you know, when we played for Battle of the Breweries, man, we got our hat handed to us.
We took them down one game, and then the next game, it was like a team that, like, we come here often and train.
Yeah. This time around, it was more like seek and destroy, you know, really, really getting after it. So.
But the tap list at Whirly Ball is fantastic. Like, they always have great stuff. They have tons of stuff from Three Sheeps.
Yeah.
Which I guess that's like one of their like go-to breweries that they always have on.
Yeah, they're really into Three Sheeps. I had the Jukebox Hero from Rev, which was Black IPA, which I didn't know.
Okay.
Yeah, that was tasty.
Nice. So I totally forgot about that night. Like, but that was a fun time.
Yeah.
Nothing didn't get crazy, but
yeah,
some good beers and good food.
Yeah, that's a good place.
Well, should we jump into that this week and what we got on the calendar?
Yeah, let's start here. Should we start at Thursday? You good with that?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, so Thursday is the 7th already, and there's a hopped up beer dinner at House of Blues.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, featuring Lagunitas. So this is one of those places where, well, they've got a kitchen, a full kitchen downstairs, and then they got the big music venue upstairs. It looks like they're bringing out three entrees and dessert for $50, okay. Paired with Lagunitas beers.
Nice.
So.
What? Oh, okay.
You wanna
Do
know
we
what
know the food?
Are?
Yeah, what are the beers?
Yeah, the beers. Looks like IPA, Censored, which is a copper ale.
Okay.
The Czech Pils. And then brown sugar.
Okay.
Oh, and then also one of their one-hitter series, which is like their limited-release bombers that they only sell here.
Okay.
Is Bitter Oats. Bitter Oats is an American IPA with oat.
I think that last beer would maybe make me come out, but like going to a beer dinner for Lagunitas, all their beer is great, but it all kind of tastes the same.
Yeah, and you know, we went to went to Shakers. They had almost like the full onslaught of Wendy City's doing a killer job with this stuff. The full Lagunitas portfolio. Like their stuff is just so available now, you know?
Yeah. So but yeah, check out that especially if you're getting into craft beer. I think Lagunitas is like perfect for that too. It's like, oh, if you like this one, you're going to like all of these because they all kind of have a similar vibe.
And House of Blues' food is sneaky good, like all Cajun-inspired, New Orleans-inspired food.
Yeah, my dad came into town one time from the suburbs. He's like, I'm going to dinner at House of Blues. I'm like, who goes to dinner there? Like, I like it. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
So that's cool. So that's Thursday.
Yeah.
Anything else on Thursday?
Yeah, also on Thursday, the Defender IPA from Brooklyn is hitting the streets of Chicago.
Oh, okay.
So every October in New York, they have this New York Comic Con, and every year Brooklyn makes a beer for it. So the Defender's like this comic character, and they made this IPA. They kind of collaborated with the artist on it.
Oh,
so, it, you know, when I went to an event in Brooklyn, like at the big basketball arena, Barclays Center, they had this Sunday Funday thing called the Ultimate Craft Beer Festival.
Okay.
Right? And the beer we drank all day was a Defender IPA.
Okay.
It's like a straight-up West Coast-style IPA that they like it so much that they're just gonna distribute it nationally, so it'll hit Chicago. There's a release party for it at Emporium.
Okay. So this is going to be the first time it's in Chicago?
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
Okay. So Thursday Emporium Defender IPA.
Yeah.
You think it's going to be hard to find, like, around town, or this just, like, going to be here now?
I think it'll be seasonal, but I think it'll be a pretty wide release.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
cool.
I know they're having a launch. Let me see if it's at a, because if it's in a can, it's going to be at the Logan one.
Right.
But if it's in a bottle, it'll be at the original one.
Or it's got to be in kegs at the original one. There's no bottles, right?
Yeah, right. I've never had a bottle there.
No, I think they only got glassware and mixed drinks. Yeah, just draft lines and mixed drinks.
Yeah.
So that's Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Then Friday, over at Kaiser Tiger, is Bourbon County Stout Night.
There you go. So they held out. They didn't shoot their load. They waited.
They waited till after the new year, and they're like kicking off the new year with a great event here. So it's their annual Goose Island Bourbon County Stout Night. They'll feature drafts of 2013. 2014, 2015 Bourbon County Stout, 2015 Bourbon County Stout Coffee, 2015 Proprietors, and they'll have an awesome rare bottle collection to offer, including 09, 10, 12 Bourbon Counties, Bourbon County Coffees, 12 and 13, Matilda's from many years, and even Night Stalker from 2010,
which is the base. This is the dry hop version of the base beer for BCS, non barrel aged.
Yeah, so I think roughly, it's a little little different, but that was the rumor, and it's sort of like that, but it's a little different.
Yeah,
right?
I'm actually most excited about the Matilda's on that list.
Okay,
you know, Matilda was one of the beers that got me into beer. Like I went to like a Jewel Osco, and you know, you got some of these bottles. It's the vintage bottle where it's all black and white. It's got the flag around the neck, and then it's got this story on the back. But it's completely different packaging from whatever that original beer was.
Mm-hmm.
I found one of those that was like 3 years old. It was like a 07 Matilda.
Wow, and just hanging out at Jewel.
Just hanging out at Jewel, dusty. And I was like, yo, this is fucking great.
Yo, can I buy this? Like, yeah, just take it, man. That's real old.
Exactly. Yeah.
So this is good. If you haven't had a chance to try Bourbon County this year or coffee or proprietors, like, go there. You're going to continue to get these opportunities, especially here in Chicago, to get your hands on maybe a taste of this every now and then. So,
yeah. 2009 was the last year they had put it in Bombers.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, check this out. I think you just pay by the glass, so no entry fee. Kicks off at 6 p.m.
All right.
And then anything else on Friday or jump into Saturday?
Yeah, we can jump into Saturday. It's a slow weekend.
Ooh, man. Yeah. What's that? Everyone's like, New Year's, right? Dry January's, right? That's a thing people do. Some people do.
Recovery is for the most folks.
You can't stop. Otherwise, it's hard to get going again.
Yeah. I'm like.
It's why you roll through stop signs. You can't, like, make a complete stop. Otherwise, you can't get going right away.
I was at a point where, you know, like, I started to hit a wall. Like, in between, like, you know, family and friends in town and celebrations. Like, you know, that 7-day run between Christmas and New Year's, you're like, yo, I need to get off this thing. And then, like I said, I'm not going to drink at all that Sunday. And then I ended up making, like, mojitos at home.
Oh, man.
I'm going to find a break somewhere.
All right. So what's happening Saturday?
Nothing Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Nothing. I got nothing Saturday and Sunday.
Well, Sunday over at Logan Arcade is Loggers and Pinball Tournament.
Okay.
So this is going to go down on a Star Trek pinball machine, of course, because
Metro's Metro involved. Guys, yeah.
So you'll be able to go there and, like, just get in the tournament for the, I think there's going to be a prize on the Star Trek Next Generation pinball machine.
Yeah.
On tap, they'll have Flywheel, Megatron, their Doppelbach, and a cherry infused Doppelbach.
That sounds good. So, that was the Schwartz beer, right? The Megatron, right?
Yes, that's a Schwartz beer.
Yeah. Cheers to Tracy, man. I remember at the big party up in Wisconsin, Great Taste of the Midwest, I had this book, and she signed my book in Klingon. She's like, how do I sign this book? I was like, listen to your heart. She's like, I'm going to sign this book in fucking Klingon. Dang. And she sure as fuck did. It was great. It was pretty cool.
Wow. So if you like lagers and like pinball, this is your event. Check that out over at Logan Arcade, kicking off at from 3 to 7.
Right on
Sunday. What about next week?
Next week, early next week, Haymarket. Haymarket's fifth
right.
beer day.
We're just chatting about this. It's like I knew we were gonna talk about it or something.
Yeah, man. So they're gonna be pouring crazy beers all day long, starting at 5 p.m. on January 12th, which is a Tuesday. You know, they have Flights of Indignant, which is you know, their big barrel aged. Stout. So, and it'll be at different varying points. This is really cool, like 3, 7 month, and then 19 month, and then 2 year versions of the beer, and you can have like a flight of all of them.
Okay.
You know, that's pretty cool. Claire's Thirsty Raspberry Ale, Defender, which is a double gold medal winner.
A different Defender. Oh, yeah. Okay. They will not be able to bottle that probably.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Big Bird, which is a bigger, angrier version of their Angry Birds IPA, Belgian IPA, which is also a gold medal winner.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And then a lot of fun twist on some of their core lineup, you know, like their Belgian Blonde's going to have tangerines, that kind of thing.
I wish we were at the office closer by Haymarket. We're so far away now.
Oh, yeah. There. Yeah, the old studio was like, you could walk to it if you wanted to.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I might have to go there for dinner on Tuesday night.
That's gonna be good. I think I might find an excuse to just be around there when that happens.
Yeah, go there. Yeah. You're not too far. You could go for lunch.
Yeah, it's totally walking distance.
Is there a time it kicks off, or is it an all day thing?
This will be 5 p.m. until close.
Okay, so they never close. Yeah, they never close.
They're open for Christmas. They're open. You know what I mean?
But they close like. Oh,
they close the doors. They close at like 2.
Yeah.
They close like 2 a.m.
All right. Yeah. They're like never 24 hours now.
It's like IHOP.
All right, so head over to Haymarket, support those guys. I can't believe it's been 5 years. Pete and John, they've been doing that.
Jana. Yeah.
Saw that space, like, come together, one of the first Bike the Breweries. We rolled through their construction and all.
Yeah, I think I remember seeing something like that. Yeah, where he's pointing out, like, well, this will be here.
Yeah. They think there's videos on the Hopcast Vimeo page if you ever want to go back and see, like, what that place looked like coming together. We have, like, 5 or 6 episodes celebrating that or just, like, showing that off.
It's a hell of a space. It used to be a Bar Louie, and they're doing stuff cooler, way cooler than Bar Louie could ever do, you know?
Yeah.
Big badass brewery right off the highway, right downtown, making that intersection. That intersection's like one of the coolest ones for food and drink in the whole city.
Well, you got Asheville, Kitty Corner from them, and then like Haymarket right there. And then,
And the Goats.
Goats right there. Whew.
Yeah. Nice combo.
Yeah, expensive, and Lone Wolf in between all that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and then Lone Wolf.
You're basically broke, drunk, and just full.
Yeah. Welcome to Chicago.
Yeah, welcome. that's all that's going on this week?
Yeah, that's it, man. We got a little bit of news.
All right, what's on?
But that's it for events.
All right, we're down the news.
Yeah, man, let's catch up here. The 39th annual Fall Tasting from the Chicago Beer Society.
Okay.
It's the longest running event in Chicago, for sure. Maybe one of the longest in the country. So basically, it's a blind tasting. It's at Kaiser Tiger.
Okay.
Kaiser Tiger's cool. You know, they got a They got the curling out there now.
Oh, the curling's up?
Curling's in full swing out there.
I guess it's pretty good weather because it's super icy out. So
yeah,
makes
for
sense.
Sure. We're getting to those 20s. Some good outdoor curling action
good
there.
Good curling weather.
Good curling weather, man. They got so this is a blind tasting where they do 14 beers, right?
Okay.
And they do food stuff too, but let's talk about the beers. They walk around a room, try these beers, and then they give out awards for the top three. So we'll start with number three. A brewery from Lincoln, Nebraska called Plowshare Brewing.
Plowshare, okay.
Yeah, no idea who they were.
No.
They had a Coltrane Baltic Porter.
Okay. Yeah,
that was number three. A lot of people don't know a Baltic Porter is actually it's a lager.
Lager, yeah.
It's a lager, yeah. Beer number two, Firestone Walker's Union Jack, which is their double IPA.
That was good.
Beer number one, Goose Island Clybourne. They had a wheat wine on wood, so they took the wheat wine, put it in barrels, Woodford Reserve barrels for 10 months. Out of a blind tasting, that was best in show at the 39th annual fall tasting for CBS.
Okay.
Yeah. We talked about this Jewel, right? It's the Jewel on Kinsey and Des Plaines.
Where the Bourbon County Stout crew rolled into.
Yeah, and they had this massive amount of BCS. So they've got a full bar at this Jewel.
Oh, is this the first Jewel with a bar now?
Dude, this is the first one I've heard of, man. I tell you, man. The name of the bar is called Kinsey on the Rocks. So it's a similar concept to other stores where, you can get the beer. They'll serve it in a tulip or whatever it comes in.
Yeah.
But if you want to walk around the store, they'll put it in plastic for you. Okay. But you can shop at Jewel and have like 14 beers on tap. And
they not trust the Jewel crowd, they don't trust.
No.
Like, Whole Foods, you can walk around with a glass.
Oh, see? They're like, nah, bro. you can put it in this plastic.
Okay.
They've got... They had 200 cases of BCS at this fucking place this year.
Okay.
And then also, and along with the beers, they've got 14 different premium cocktails at this place. Yeah. And they've got the Fusion Porter, and they were part of the crew that did the Fusion Porter for Lagunitas.
Okay.
The beer buyer there was a group of retail folks that did that.
Nice.
Yeah.
How do you feel about shopping with your beer? Do you do it often?
Bad decisions. I mean, no.
Yeah, I don't do that. I don't do it either. Like, unless I know I'm in it for the long haul. Like, you get there and you're like, oh man, this is super crowded. Like this is gonna take us forever in here. I'm gonna get something to drink.
In all seriousness, I suffer from paranoia when I go to stores, and it's like, yo, I can never find what I'm looking for. I'm always asking for help. Like, well, where's the back medicine? I just freak out, man. It's too many options. I don't know where anything is. So you put drinking on top of that. For me, I freak out.
Okay. Yeah. Also, when I go to Whole Foods, I typically have a basket. I'm shopping with a basket. I don't do a cart. So now I am holding a basket and holding a beer. I can't shop.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, and if you drink before you start shopping, then it's super expensive.
Too impulse buying, like nobody's business.
It's like shopping when you're hungry.
Yeah, it's very similar.
You'll end up chips sound great. It's weird salsa. I don't know.
Especially at this place, like they've got. If you go to this place, they've got this in a glass case in the liquor department. They've got this Remy Martin, the 1738, like King Louis VIII.
Okay.
For like $2,100, it's in glass.
At Jewel.
we're gonna put
like
this.
Having that at Walmart. Like, what?
We're gonna put this on the Facebook page. It's like $2,200, and it's at Jewel in a glass case. Case.
Imagine someone going to the Jewel. I'll take that.
You hang out at this bar too long.
Yeah. All right.
You're getting up buying it, man. And, of course, we know about Anheuser-Busch by now. They made...
I've never heard of them.
All the breweries. They're buying all the goddamn breweries. They bought three to end the year. They bought three in, like, a week.
Yeah. I'm basically going to start drinking mead.
Yeah.
Just to avoid this whole situation.
It's... It's there's a lot going on. Arizona's
Mead Pass. Mead Pass next to
We started Chicago Mead Pass because we sold Chicago Beer Pass
to Anheuser-Busch.
To AB. One of those breweries was in London.
Yeah.
The other one was Breckenridge in Littleton, Colorado.
Yeah.
And then the third one was Arizona's largest craft brewery.
Okay.
Yeah, and the name escapes me. I mean, it wasn't sold here anyway.
So now it's two brothers in Arizona.
Yeah, now the largest independent brewery is the one that just got there because of the Chicago Winterbirds, the Dose Bros, and fucking there for spring training. I'm guessing they're big baseball fans, and then they like warm weather. So
two brothers.
Yeah.
So AB needs a brew. They want a craft beer brewery in every state now, right?
Yeah,
that's,
I know.
That's in the plan here.
In the beginning, you could tell that they were going after like certain demographics, right? Like the one in Long Island, Blue Point, or whatever it's called. You know, light sessionable beers in cans in a big metro area.
Right. That was Golden Road.
Golden Road, and LA is the exact same way. And of course, obviously, Chicago's got cans and it's big. So you got the three big markets.
Ten Barrel was a, I guess, same almost line as Goose Island. We're making unique beer and have like a little cult following.
Yeah. Yeah. So now, I don't know. Yeah, they seem to be.
It's like, who's ever big and we'll take our money.
Yeah. I think part of their business plan is to buy other businesses anyway.
Yeah.
You know, that's what happens when you're that big. You know, they said the Guinness folks said that Guinness was the biggest brewery in the world till 1929. When AB took over.
Oh,
so
okay.
I guess when to stay that big, you've got to shift, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've got to shift and keep being, you know, and keep active, I guess.
Right. So we'll probably see some southern breweries here soon.
Yeah, because as far south as they've gone is Arizona, and Arizona's like not.
That's like west.
That's more west than south. Like nothing like as south as Texas, nothing as east as Florida.
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
We don't have the Sweetwater, although Terrapins, you know, basically owned by Miller Coors.
They own a portion of it.
We're just kind of AB, so maybe AB just takes control of Terrapin at this point after all that dust settles.
Who's next? I saw an article today. I would like to read it. It said 2015, the year that craft beer cashed out.
Okay.
That was the name of the article. I want to read it.
Do you think Cigar City would sell out? Or it's hard to say sell out, or do you think they would take an offer from AB, or are they in the same Three Floyds kind of mentality?
In the beginning, man, you saw like the grandfathers of the movement. Well, you saw John Hall, who's like in his 70s, right? You know, and I could understand why he would want to get out, you know. But I don't, like, in like 4 years later, I don't know if there is a type of person. Like, you could see an older guy having an exit strategy, but you know, the Golden Road folks, their founders, like this relatively young lady, and she just saw the opportunity to just get resources.
It sounded like she built it that way to
it was set up like that.
She was going, we're gonna sell our beer in the corner stores and the Walgreens, and like we're going after that market anyway. So we have a different idea.
So I don't know. I mean, you never know what happens until someone shows up and says, "Hey, you know, I got $90 million."
Yeah.
You know, you can have all the thoughts you want until they roll up and say, "Listen, I'll give you $90 million."
So no guesses. If you had to pick a brewery, it's tough.
I'm guessing on their short list of people that they're probably talking to would be, would be Cigar City, and would be they could probably buy out Miller Coors' Terrapin piece. Well, they bought Miller Coors.
Yeah, that deal hasn't fully gone through, or there's still some loopholes and what needs to be sold here in the U.S. So Terrapin will probably become an AB company. Like, I can't see why it wouldn't. And
who's left?
Who's left? What's the Salem brewery that makes a
Wicked Weed?
Maybe Wicked Weed, or no, they make the chocolate stout, the sexual chocolate.
Yeah.
Those guys.
It's like The Hills. Something about The Hills.
Hmm.
Man, no, I can't think of the name of them. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
There's still a few, but we're losing names of like, oh, yeah, I recognize these on the shelf.
Yeah. I was surprised about Breckenridge. Like, do we have a go-to beer from any of these places? Like,
Breckenridge? I don't know if we got Breckenridge here.
I mean, I've seen it here before.
Oh, you have? Okay. Yeah. I feel like I've seen their Christmas beer. That's probably the one I've seen the most.
Yeah.
And that's only available like a month, 2 months.
They're probably going for, yeah, who knows? I don't know. My guess was that, yeah, the obvious choices would be the ones we named.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
I bet we're forgetting someone.
Cigar like. City, Terrapin. They were talking about that little SEC region, that southeastern coastal area, right?
There's got to be someone in Asheville that's pretty big. Like Sweetwater, I think, is kind of on their own thing right now.
Yeah.
Maybe Southern Tier.
They're in Pittsburgh though. Not Pittsburgh. They're in upstate New York.
Upstate New York.
Upstate New York, like Lakewood, New York.
Trogs, maybe.
Limitless.
Yeah.
They're probably talking. They probably had talks with everyone we just named.
Great Lakes.
Bells. But why would you buy Bells?
Why would you buy Bells? Yeah. I'd say Great Lakes over Bells.
I think you're right.
Great Lakes offers something that maybe the East Coast side doesn't have right now for them. I don't know.
We shall see.
Anything else besides rumors and guesses?
Yeah, right. A little bit more news. Vice District. I went down to Vice District.
Yeah.
They just got their 1 year anniversary not long ago.
Right.
But they're expanding. They're going to have a bottling facility and a tap room in Homewood, Illinois.
Where's Homewood?
Homewood, like, south, like South Burbs.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Homewood, Flossmoor.
Oh, no. Flossmoor's in Flossmoor.
Flossmoor and Homewood. Flossmoor. Homewood is the neighboring community to Flossmoor.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So they're gonna brew and bottle out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they're gonna keep their Chicago location.
They're gonna keep the South Loop tap room. I think they see an opportunity in the South Burbs for a tap room and a brewery. Okay. So they're gonna take advantage of it a little further south than Blue Island. You know.
Okay.
So Blue Island's like 127, 135th ish. When you talk Homewood, Flossmoor, you're talking 175th, 183rd.
Man, so you could take a good trek out there now. You take your bike on the train.
Yeah.
Maybe you end at Flossmoor, so then you bike to Vice District, you go to Blue Island, and then you come back, finish your trip at Flossmoor, and then you hop your bike and get back on the train.
You sure could. That'd be fun in the summertime. That'd be fantastic. Not a bad ride. We talked about Brew Lights, which was the Christmas time light party / beer fest
at Lincoln
Park Zoo. They raised $150,000 for Lincoln Park Zoo with that festival.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. A little bit more news from Lewis Glunz. I just wanted to say cheers to the guys over at Bader Brow, because I ran into them at that event, and they were saying that they're going to open their South Loop tap room pretty soon.
Oh, cool!
Right, and they're going big, man. They got this huge system. Actually, Rob Sama from Bader Brow was on the show. Last summer
with his lawnmower.
Oh, the lawnmower lager.
Yeah,
yeah. They were actually on their deathbed, man. They changed distributors, and they were doing in 90 accounts when they were on the Miller Network. Like Reyes was the distributor. They were in 90 accounts. They moved over to Lewis Glunz, and now they're in 1,200 accounts.
Well,
yeah, yeah. So it's a little bit different from 90.
Yeah,
yeah. So cheers to those guys, man, for cheating death and getting in a place that makes more sense for them.
So they almost went down.
Damn. Yeah, because when you look at that lineup, you know, like you're talking about. Well, shit. Sam Adams Boston Lager's on that lineup.
Yeah.
You know? So if you're a brewery with a core beers, your core beers are lagers, then it's just a tough setup.
Uh-huh.
You know, so, yeah, right on, man. That's it for news.
Well, cool. Yeah, it's good catching up there as we kick off here in the new year. Well, we should get out of here then. Nick, if people want to get in touch, find you, where can they reach you?
Right on. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Our Facebook page is / Chicago Beer Pass. Follow us up there because we're posting photos, sharing a lot of events that we mentioned here.
Going to post that $2,000 bottle of Remy Martin I saw.
Yeah, all right. That's going up right now. So check that out. And yeah, our website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes get posted there. Links to iTunes and Stitcher. You know, please subscribe. Leave us a review. We love seeing those. It helps more people find the show and gets more people drinking Chicago beer, which is definitely what we want to do here in Chicago. We want people like drinking our beer.
Yeah.
It's very good. Yeah. And then the video version is up there too. So if you want to watch us, you can do that too. Yeah, nothing fancy with the video. It's really just almost a feed right now. So maybe we'll step it up here in the new year, do some more graphics and things like that. We'll see. But yeah, that'll do it for our first episode of 2015. Or 2016.
2016, Jeez. Brad.
Whew. I'm behind a year. Cheers.
Cheers.